Atin ng panahon ang salita ng Panginoon. And, tuloy lang po tayong share ng ating link ng radio para mas lalo po tayong dumami. More than 1,500 na ata tayo ngayon eh. Let's continue doing that to reach out all the brethren all over the world, lalo na yung pandemic na ito. And let us pray as we start, mga kapatid, with our segment. Our God, their loving Father, we honor you and praise you. We thank thee, O God, for the wonderful blessings of life. We thank thee for allowing us to receive the bountiful blessings in which we are not worthy, but because of your love, we have it. Father, thank you for this radio. May you continue to bless us, as well as the listeners and the speakers who are preparing for their lessons to share with the brethren in the entire world. May you continue to bless also the governments, the entire world, and you do your best to cater the need of humanity. And may you bless our topic, our segment, God's kingdom first. Oh, Father, please forgive us once more. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Ayan. Aawit po tayo mga kapatid, no? As usual. Kasi yan po ang nakasanayan natin dito. At isa ako sa number one na gumagawa dito na umaawit muna bago natin simulan ang ating topic sa umagang ito. Ayan. Kasi gustong-gusto kong i-connect yung ating mga lessons sa mga awit. Kasi umaawit po tayo parati and then many Christians, even me before, I don't understand what we are singing, especially English. But now that we have grown up in the vineyard of the Lord, we have seen a lot in connection with the scriptures. These songs are inspired by the scriptures, my brother and my sisters, my friends. Let us sing 88 here in church gospel songs. Is thy heart right with God? Okay. Let us sing. Have thine affections been nailed to that cross? Is thy heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Wash in the crimson flood, cleanse and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. As thou dominion or sylvan or sin, is thy heart right with God? Over all level, without and within, is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Wash in the crimson flood, cleanse and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Is thy heart right with God? Does this moment abide in thy soul? Is thy heart right with God? Is thy heart right with God? Was in the crimson flood, cleanse and made holy, humble and lowly, right in the sight of God. Ayan. Yan pong mga panimulang awit natin sa umagang ito o sa gabing ito. Kung gabi dyan sa inyo mga kapatid. Our topic in our segment, God's Kingdom First, is the one who loved Jesus. Yeah. John 14:21. He who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. Ayan. Yan po galing ang ating lesson sa umagang ito, mga kapatid. Sabi ng Panginoon dito, na iwas my commandments? Do you have the commandments of God? Do you keep it in your heart? In the book of Hebrews, chapter 8 and chapter 10, the Lord promised that He will change the law. That He will change the law not in accordance to the law that He had given to the fathers of the Israelites. And that was prophesied by Jeremiah, Prophet Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. And it was fulfilled in the book of Hebrews, chapter 8 and chapter 10. So truly, kaya nga sa sermon ni Jesus, sa 5-8 of the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Kaya ganun na lamang po ang ating awit kanina, is thy heart right with God? Serving the Lord, He doesn't like a compliance kind of faith or a mediocre kind of faith. He wants it a faithful, a loyal, a sincere, and obedient kind of faith. Yan po ang hinahanap ng Diyos sa ating mga kapatid. Kaya mayroon kang patutunayan sa Diyos kung talaga bang nagsisilbi ka sa Kanya. Diba? Talaga bang pagmamayari ka ng Panginoon? Kasi let us remember na dapat mahalin natin Diyos, ang Diyos, dahil minahal din niya tayo. Actually, yung pagmamahal natin, hindi kayang bayaran yung ginawa ng Panginoon doon sa cross. Mga kapatid, no, even our death is not enough. But because of the mercy of the grace of God, we have this hope. Kaya konsuelo lang ang hinahanap ng Diyos sa atin. A consuelo. Ibig sabihin, hindi yan kabayaran ng consuelo. It's a matter of how grateful you are, how thankful you are to God. Kaya ang totoong nagmamahal sa Diyos are the one who keeps His law. When you say keeps, this is an active verb, mga kapatid. The one who keeps, hindi po ito yung tinatago mo yung Bible sa baol or sa box. No. The one who keeps the commandments of God are the one who obeys. Remember the parable of the talents? We always heard it. Yung iisa lang yung talent niya, kinago niya pa. Ayan. So, the Lord wants us to use our talents for His kingdom. The kingdom of the Lord, yung growth niya, the growth of the kingdom of the Lord will become slower because of the Christians who doesn't have the heart to preach. Remember Matthew 28, 19 to 20? Go, sabi ng Panginoon. So we need to go. We need to go out teaching them to observe whatsoever have commanded you. Sabi pa niya dyan. Diba? And then dun sa last verse, sabi niya, and lo, I will be with you till the end of the ages. The Lord will not be with us unless we will do what the Lord wants us to do. Gusto ng Panginoon na gawin natin yung gusto niya. Ayun, doon niya nakikita kung sino yung pagmamay-ari niya, mga kapatid. Sa John 14:21, he who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Makikita rin po yan sa John 14:23, chapter 15, verse 10 and 14. Dito sa 14, sabi niya, you are my friend if you do whatever I have commanded you. Itong mga verses na ito, pabalik-balik lang yan. Diba? Pero dito pala mga kapatid, if we cannot prove our love to Jesus the same, in the same manner, we cannot prove our love to the Father. Kasi yung nagmamahal pala na totoo sa ating Panginoon ay mamahalin din ng Ama, sabi niya dito. Can you imagine that? Kaya pala nung baptism ni Jesus, book of Matthew. Now, chapter 3 and also in Matthew chapter 17 sa kanyang transfiguration, dalawang beses nangyari yan na may boses galing sa kalangitan na nagsasabing, ito ang sinisinta kong anak, dinggin ninyo siya. Hear ye him. This is my beloved son. And that's the reason why these matters are so important. We need to ponder upon these things, my friend and my brothers. We could hardly prove to the Father that we love him unless we can prove to the Son how much we love him. Prove to the Son first your love before you can prove to the Father. Yun pong hinahanap ng Diyos. Kaya pala sa John 14:6, anong sabi ni Jesus? I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes or cometh to the Father but by me, or except through me. Except. Can you imagine that? Yung word na but or except, those are words which implies na talagang kailangan. It is a must. Kailangan po mga kapatid na gawin mo yun. Kasi pag hindi mo ginawa yun, never that you can prove your love to God. Dito sa awit kanina na Is Thy Heart Right with God, yung unang verse sabi niya, have thine affection been nailed to the cross? Oh, you see? Yung affection ba natin, yung love ba natin ay nasa cross ba yan, mga kapatid? Have we bumalik dun sa yung lesson ko. Sandali mga kapatid, hanapin ko sandali. Ayan. Ayan. Hindi ko pala na-slide kanina. Okay. So, mga kapatid, sabi niya dito, have thine affections been nailed to the cross? Affection. There is no such way that you have the affection but you do not care, you do not love. Affection and love and care, concern, they're all together. Magkakasama po yan, mga kapatid. Kaya nga, kahit nga ang Panginoon sabi niya, if you have done this to the less, you have done it to me. Ano bang story nun? That was the time when Jesus was questioning the brethren na, have you visited me in the prison? Have you feed me when I was hungry, when I was thirsty? When I was sick, have you visited me? Or whatever na ano. Kaya ang tanong ng mga kapatiran is, kailan ba Panginoon na nagkasakit ka, napriso ka, nagutom ka? Sabi ng Panginoon, if you have done this to the least, you have done it to me. Kagabi, may napanood ako na isang video na isang batang namigay ng sapatos. Isang mamang naglalakad na walang sapatos, na talagang pulubi. Talagang napaiyak yung puso ko sa nakita ko na mga ganun na mga short videos. It's wonderful that all of us Christians should do the same. In Luke chapter 16, remember, 19 to the last verse, yung rich man doon, he was thrown into the lake of fire because of being greedy and selfish. He was not helping the people who are in need, especially Lazarus. Diba? Lazarus. So, kailangan pala sa isang Kristiyano ay may pakita niya sa Panginoon kung gaano kamapagmahal ang isang Kristiyano. Remember 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 1 to 10? Na pag wala tayong ganun, mga kapatid, na na attitude. We are blind and we cannot see afar off. Sabi ng Panginoon doon. Verse 9 to 10. You see, we are blind. But if we do this, we will become fruitful. O, magiging fruitful pala ang Kristiyanong mapagmahal. Doon pala makikita ng Panginoon. A Christian who does not or who is not loving is not a fruitful Christian. Hindi ka magiging mapagbunga na Kristiyano. Dito sa Colossians 3:1, sabi niya, therefore, if you have been raised with Christ, keep seeking the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Now, tingnan niyo mga kapatid. Ang isang totoong nagmamahal na Kristiyano ay iniisip niya na siya ay kasama ng Panginoon na nabuhay. Bumangon dahil sa makasalanang buhay, isang buhay na may kamatayan o patay sa harap ng Diyos. Ang isang Kristiyano na hindi gumagawa ng kabutihan o pagmamahal, he doesn't exercise, ay nagpapakita po yan, mga kapatid, na ikaw na Kristiyano ay isang Kristiyanong ano, yung bang hindi namumunga, isang Kristiyanong walang halaga, dry, mga kapatid. Kasi sabi niyo dito, pag iniisip mo parati na you are raised with Christ, you keep seeking the things above. The things above are spiritual matters. About yung mga love, caring, anon. Practicing natin yun kasi pupunta tayo sa langit para hindi tayo maninibago. O, diba? Kaya sabi niya, have thine afflictions been nailed to the cross? So, Galatians 6:14, walang ibang pinagmamayabang si Paul except the cross. So, keep seeking except the cross. Do you have that in mind? Kuminsan nga, may nagaganap yung Lord's Supper. Nangyayari yung Lord's Supper sa Sunday. Eh, habang naglo-Lord's Supper, nakikipag-kulitan sa kapatid na katabi niya. Tapos tumitingin pa sa Facebook habang naghihintay ng bread at saka grapes. That's not good. Lord's Supper is holy communion with the Lord. You're showing to Him how sincere and loving and thankful or grateful you are to the Lord. You see? Yeah, is your heart right with God? Dost thou count all things for Jesus but loss? You see, that's gratefulness. When you count all things for Jesus, Jesus, ang Panginoon, He knows that if He will come to the world, He will die. Kaya nga, naalala niyo yung sermon, yung kanyang prayer sa Garden of Gethsemane, John chapter 17. Ang gusto nga niya, ang prayer niya dun sa 21 is that we all be one. Pero sa mga prayer niya, sabi niya, Father, if it possible, let this cup pass from me. Kasi alam niya na masakit. Alam niya that kneeling on the cross is really painful. It really hurts, mga kapatid. Mapipiga ka. Eh, nanginginig siya. His sweat was dropping like drops of blood. Ganon tindi ang takot niya. So, sa verse 2 ng awit, sabi niya, hast thou dominion or soul and or sin? Oh, see? Is thy heart right with God? When the sin or the world has dominion on you, you are not owned by the Lord. Remember Romans chapter 8, the entire chapter 8, when we live in a carnal mind, means to see worldly ka pa, kung mas hilig mo yung magpayaman ng magpayaman, you become greedy and gluttony, means to see you're a carnal minded. Mas hilig mo yung mga nasa mundong ito. You are still in a carnal minded, my friend, my brothers. Mag-iingat po tayo, baka hindi po natin kayang i-prove sa Diyos ang ating pagmamahal. Kaya, hanapan po natin ng paraan na ang Diyos ay masisihan sa mga ano pinanggagawa po natin, mga kapatid. Kasi if sa Romans chapter 8, makikita niyo dyan, mga kapatid, na if the Spirit of Christ is not with us, we are not His children. Hindi tayo pagmamayari ng Diyos. Hinahanap niya na yung Espiritu niya ay gumagana sa atin. Ayun. Diba? Hinahanap niya. So, we keep on seeking, mga kapatid. That should be our lifestyle. Yan. Ang buhay Kristiyano ay dapat lifestyle ito. Hebrews 10:23, it should be your profession. Your faith should be your profession. So if it is your profession, you keep on seeking it. And you keep on thinking that you were raised with the Lord. Kasama ka ng Panginoon. Binili ka niya. Acts 20:28. You are bought with a price. So yung pagmamahal mo, hindi lang konsuelo, nagpapakita yan ng gratefulness. Ng pagpapakita sa Diyos ng napakalaking utang na loob. Yun. Okay. Sa 2 Peter 1:7 to 9, dito sa 7, sabi niya, godliness with brotherly affection and brotherly affection with love. You see? Godliness with brotherly affection. So, ang godly, ang pagiging godly natin, dapat samahan niyan ng brotherly affection. Alam niyo po, ang dami ko ng congregation na napuntahan. Pero, pagdating sa church, ang daming mga Kristiyano nila, gusto nila, sila yung lalapitan ng kausapin, sila yung lalapitan mong shake yung hands nila, kumustahin, hello bro. Parang ang lungkot-lungkot pagdating sa church. There is no affection. Dapat pagdating sa church, hindi lang pagdating. Before going to church, you have to set your mind. Dapat napaka-aliwalas ng iyong mukha. We should be like the Israelites. The Israelites, when the Sabbath will come, they are so happy and joyful. Napaka-aliwalas ng kanilang mukha. Even the Islams and Muslims, pagdating ng Friday, ang sasaya nila. Galing po ako ng Mindanao. Yung mga neighbors namin doon, classmates ko, mga trabahante ni Uncle, ni Lolo, nila Papa noon, mga Muslims. Kaya kitang-kita ko. Nasubukan namin ni Cathy na tumira sa malapit sa mosque ng mga Muslim. Naging alarm clock ko yung mosque. Kasi pagdating ng alas 3, alas 6 ng hapon, may mga oras yan, alas 12, tutunog yung trumpa dun sa mosque na ala, gumaganon. Kaya halos memorize ko yan noon yung mga sinasabi nila dun sa mosque. So, nakikita ko na pagdating sa oras na yon, lalo na pag Friday, ang sasaya nila, they're joyful. Di ba, ganun din ang sabi ni Paul sa Philippians 4:4, rejoice in the Lord always. No? Always ang sabi niya doon. And again, I say rejoice. Dapat parating nagagalak ang Christian. Huwag kang pumunta sa church na gusto mong ikaw yung kanilang susuyuin, edify. Yes, we will be edified. But it should be that our presence should be an edification also to other brethren. Huwag kang masyadong pabibe, sabi po ng iba. Pabibe. Diba? Ang Kristiyanong gusto niyang siya parati yung sinusuyo. You are not a grown-up kind of Christian. A grown-up Christian is affectionate. And that affection is with love. Dapat May imagine pag may mga fellowship, male fellowship, may kainan. Kung sino yung kausap niya noon, yan pa rin ang kausap niya ngayon. Diba? Maglibot-libot naman kung minsan. Ikot-ikotin mo din yung mga kapatiran. Hello bro, kumusta dyan? Ilang minutos, punta ka na naman sa kabilang mga seats, ganun. So, practice. Kami na mga preachers, talagang napipilitan kaming gawin yun. Hindi lang sa profession namin, but we learn. Meron nga kaming mga motto na mga preachers. First in, last out. First in, last out. Unang pumasok sa church, and then last na lalabas because of catering the need or the fellowship for the brethren just for the sake of the Lord or the kingdom of God. Diba? Ganda? Oh, has thou dominion or self and or sin? Ang Panginoon ba? Itong AD, Anno Domini, is the year of the Lord. So, is the Lord really reigning on you? Is really, naghahari ba siya talaga sa'yo? Diba? Kung hindi naghahari ang Diyos sa'yo, kaya hindi tumutubo yung affection yan, sa buhay mo. Dito sa verse 3, sabi niya, are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Can you imagine that? Are all thy powers under Jesus' control? Kontrolado ka ba ng Panginoon? Baka ikaw pa rin ang nagkukontrol ng sarili mo. Alam niyo po, napakalaking pasalamat namin ni Kati kasi taga din namin na pinag-ipunan itong nabili namin na second hand na sasakyan for ministry. Yan yung prayer namin ni Kati for ministry, Lord. Give us, kahit hindi gaanong kagandahan, basta quality, sabi namin ni Mrs. And ayaw namin na masayang yung pera. Kaya before kami bumili, naghanap, we prayed to God that Lord, please give us a vehicle. We could use it for more than 10 years in the ministry. Talagang yung binilhan namin, ayaw niyang ibigay ng 90 to 92,000 ang sasakyan. Gusto niya talaga 95 or 100 plus pa. Sabi ko sa kanya, hindi mo ibibigayan sa amin ng 92, hanggang doon lang yung pera namin. hindi namin kaya yan. That's the only money that we have. Umuwi kami ni Brother Arnold. And at that night, we prayed with my wife. And I prayed also alone. Na Lord, kung talagang para sa amin ang sasakyan na yan, kindly touch the heart of the man that he will give that to us. Kaya kasi yung misis daw niya, ayaw ibigay. But we continued praying with my wife. Until such time na talagang the Lord touched the heart of the man and he gave that to us. Many times we prayed, mga kapatid. Kasi we prayed that not just for our own sake, but for the Lord's kingdom sa ministry. Kasi ngayong pandemic, kung nagmumotor ka lang, mag-isa ka lang. Mag-isa mo lang. Mahirap mag-angkas ngayon. Eh, sabi ko, kahit yung mumurahin lang. The Lord had granted the prayers that we had about this. So, through the prayers, I learned a lot in prayers. Huwag kang magmayabang na dahil may pera ka, kaya mo nang bilhin lahat, ganito, ganyan. So, in our mind, with my wife, ayaw namin masayang yung pinag-ipunan. Kasi yung ipon namin, that was an accumulation of may galing sa sayuti, may galing sa flowers, may galing sa kunting ganito, galing kay sister, galing kay brother, hanggang nabuo yan. Ang dami. It's a contribution of different areas of blessings. Kaya ayaw namin na masayang. So, we prayed to God where this money will go. And truly, the Bible said in James 5:16, our prayers will grant by the Lord. Kasi ang prayer ng isang Kristiyano ay powerful. Kasi ang totoong Kristiyano is dapat nagiging righteous ka, nagiging affectionate ka, nagiging godly ka. Sabi niya dito, godliness with brotherly affection. You see that? With brotherly affection. Hinahanap ng Diyos yung affection natin. So, a grown-up Christian is becoming godly and a loving Christian. Dapat ikaw ay isang Kristiyano na ginagamit ng Diyos sa kanyang kaharian. Diba? So, ang ganda na matutunan natin ito. Sa 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 8, "For if these qualities are yours and are increasing." So, kung itong qualities na ito ay nasa atin, tapos nag-i-increase pa, sabi niya dito, they keep you from being ineffective or unfruitful. Can you imagine that? So, pag nag-i-increase pala, they keep you away from being ineffective or unfruitful. Diba? So, anong isip mo? Ano yung nasa isip mo, kapatid? Bilang isang Kristiyano, do you want to go to heaven? If you want to go to heaven, then find a way that you will become effective rather than being ineffective or unfruitful. Kasi pag ganun yung buhay mo, yung mga fruitful na mga tao kasi dito ay talagang nagiging labi. Remember Moses, from being hot-tempered, he became humble and loving man. Ay nung doon sa Deuteronomy sa last chapter ng Deuteronomy, napaluha ako nung sinabihan ng Diyos si Moses na he cannot step on Canaan's land. He can only see Canaan. That was painful for a leader who cannot enter in Canaan's land. Diba? Now, ang dami dyan. Si Peter or John na tinawag na the son of thunder, they become a loving people, affectionate. Diba? So, na umiyak na si Peter nung he denied God, Jesus, for 3 times. Now, after the cockwell, tumilaok yung manok, he remembered what the Lord said and he cried. So, let us be like those people. If you have been raised with Jesus, keep seeking, keep increasing. So verse 9, "And for whoever lacks these qualities is so nearsighted that he is blind." Oh, eh pala. So kapag ikaw ay isang Kristiyano, hindi mo nakikita yung kahalagahan ng iglesia, the value of what the Lord had done for you, the value of the presence of souls of the brethren and yours, or everything in the church, or the kingdom of the Lord, or about the Lord. You're blind. Why you're blind? Because you are ungrateful. Why you're blind? Because you don't feel. People who do not have the affection and love, they're blind in the presence of the Lord. Kasi selfish ka. Yung mga blind dito, it's not literal na ano. Blind people are selfish. Alam niyo po, naging teacher ako sa Sunrise noon, ng high school at sa Palins. Nasubukan namin na mag-field trip. I observed yung mga kabataan na lumaki sa feeling ng mga magulang na hindi Kristiyano. Pagdating namin sa campsite, doon ko nakita na kakaiba talaga ang Kristiyano. Mas marunong magmasid. Kristiyanong ano ba? Yung bang hindi pabaya. They know what is needed to be done. Anong kailangan gawin? Ganun. So, medyo tayo. Practice natin yung mga anak natin na maging mapagmasid. Ang taong mapagmahal, marunong magmasid niya.
Kagaya ng ano, itong nagamit ko na laptop ngayon. Sakit yung tablet. Siguro may nakapansin sa laptop ko noon. Na ano, medyo sira na. May namigay. May namigay, mga kapatid. That's wonderful. I salute you, mga kapatid. It's wonderful. So, ang daming ano, kailangan sa mga congregation or churches of Christ, doon natin ipakita yung ating pagmamahal in our ministry. Diba, mga kapatid? So, amin naman dyan, mag-heart kayo kung nakikinig pa kayo. Ipakita natin yung pagmamahal natin sa Diyos in the ministries. Ang daming mga ministries, lalo na ngayon, may mga typhoon victims, gano'n. Naiinggan niya ako pag may nakikita ko dun sa mga Facebook ng mga natutulungan, nababautismuhan, ganyan. Do you have the love and concern? Are you being touched when you have seen someone being baptized, being helped, mga ganun? So, dapat madali po tayong matouch doon. Sabi pa niya dito, having forgotten that he was cleansed from his former sins. Can you imagine that? You are not only a blind, pero nakakalimutan mo na ikaw ay binili ng Diyos. Nakalimutan mo na binili ka ng Diyos pag mamayari ka niya. Diba? Nakakahiya na ano? Hindi ka grateful sa harap ng Diyos. Nakakahiya. Nakababain ko na di Ilocano. Sa mga Bisaya, ulaw kaayo. Ulaw kaayo. So, nearsighted and blind people, they don't feel, hindi literal pero they don't feel the need of the church or the kingdom of the Lord or people around us. Sabi nga ng Panginoon, through Apostle Paul, na be good to all men, especially the household of Christ. Hanapin nyo yan. I will challenge you. Be good to all men, especially the household of Christ. Hindi ko na nilagay dito. Naalala ko yan, lang yan, mga kapatid. Kaya hanapin nyo. Madaling hanapin yan. So John 13:34, a new commandments I give you. Love one another. Can you imagine that? This is a new commandment. Kaya nga nagtataka yung mga Hudyo nung sinabi ng Panginoon ito. A new commandments. I give you, love one another as I have loved you. So you also must love one another. Can you imagine that? You must love. That is the second commandments of the Lord. Loving our neighbors as we love ourselves. Doon makikita ng Diyos kung sino ang sa Kanya. Kung sino yung pagmamayari niya. Sa 35, by this everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So gusto ng Diyos na makita ng neighbors natin, ng mga tao, na tayo ay Kanyang mga anak. Mapapatunayan lamang yon kung pinapractice mo yung sarili mo na mahalin yung ibang mga tao. Yung mga kaluluwang nangangailangan sa atin. Nangangailangan sa iyo. Especially the church. If you love one another. Grabe yung ano yung challenge ng Panginoon dito. Sa Colossians 3 to, sabi niya, keep thinking about things. Kanina, keep seeking. Dito naman, keep thinking about things above. Not things on the earth. You see? So yung mga taong totoong nagmamahal, they're not just only seeking, but they keep on thinking. Thinking and thinking. You see that? Ito yung ano, klase ng verb na talagang active. Kasi it's in a form of gerund. Gerund form, thinking, seeking, diba? Believing, loving. Puro may mga ing. may hinanaing, no, hindi kundi talagang ikaw ay isang Kristiyano na punong-puno, umaapaw ang pagmamahal. At ganoon si Paul, he left everything just for the sake of the Lord and for the church. Makikita lang ni Paul na masaya ang Kristiyano, faithful. Ah, na-fulfill na natin yung joy niya. Ganun kalaki ang kasayahan ni Paul. Ganun din kami na mga preachers, mga leaders. If we see that brethren are growing, wow. Talagang ang saya-saya namin. But if we see brethren who are becoming weak and backsliding, parang pinipigay yung puso namin. Pag narinig na namin yung sa isang congregation, yung dati naming nabautismo na hindi na nagsasamba. Ang sakit, mga kapatid. If we feel that sadness or pain, because we become shock absorbers, how much more the Lord? Paano na kaya ang Panginoon? Di ba, mga kapatid? Si Lord kaya, ano kayang mangyari? Di ba? Si Lord kaya, mga kapatid, ano yung mafe-feel niya? It's more than that. Kaya, ganun din sana tayo. Pag nakita mo yung fuse na chair sa simbahan, sa tabi mo, sa harap mo, sa likod mo, you should be sad. Why is Sister so-and-so is not here? San siya? Do you have that kind of thinking? Kung wala kang pakialam, you are not affectionate. People who are affectionate, they have that concern. They love the church like the Lord. Romans 15:13. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that ye may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost. The Lord wants us to abound in hope. People who are loving, they're abound in hope. They have that joy, peace in believing. See, nandun yung pagmamahal. Nandun yung kapayapaan sa kanila parati. Because they believe all the time. That makes them abound in that hope, mga kapatid. Through the power of the Holy Ghost. So, ibig sabihin, you let God manage and use you for the useful ministry in the kingdom of the Lord. Diba? Hinahayaan mo ba ang Diyos na gagamitin kanya? Hinahayaan mo ba ang Diyos na gagamitin niya yung kayamanan mo, yung strength mo, yung time mo? Alam niyo nung una, naghahanap ako ng sasakyan. Ala, tingin ako ng tingin sa Facebook, sa mga market, Until sa step na, oo nga pala, I need to pray. I stopped searching the Facebook about cars na kailangan namin pilihin. I stopped. I prayed. Umupo ako ulit doon sa bed namin while my wife was sleeping. I prayed to God. See, minsan hanap ko ng hanap. Nakakalimutan ko yung Diyos. I forget the Lord. Let's pray again. Lord, sorry. Nakakalimutan natin. Diba? Proverbs chapter 3, verse 4 to 5. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. So when we are abound in that hope, we should acknowledge the Lord. We should acknowledge the Lord whatever we do. We should acknowledge the Lord of all the plans and decisions that we have. Hinahanap ng Diyos yun. When we are abound in that hope, ibig sabihin, we are always connected. We're always connected, mga kapatid. Kaya dun sa last verse kanina ng awit, are all their powers under Jesus' control? Di ba? Kanina, your affections? Is the Lord has dominion on you? Or the same? And now here, Are all their powers under Jesus' control?
Oh, di ba?
When you are not controlled by the Lord, ay nako, ibig sabihin, you are not abound in that hope. Oh, you are not that connected, mga kapatid. So, sa lesson na ito, mga kapatid, there are many things that we need to learn. There are many things that we need to learn and kailangan na maging abound tayo dito dahil kung hindi tayo abound, mga kapatid, ibig sabihin na ano, baka lumalayo ka na or ano, talagang you are not really under Jesus' control or baka ayaw mong ano, pagpagamit sa Diyos. Diba? Sa 1 Peter 1:13, sabi niya dito, therefore, get your minds ready for actions by being fully sober. You see? Being ready, sober, you have a sober-minded. Itong mga taong ano, masisipag by endurance, they have that sober mind. Napaka-ready nila parati. Alam niyo yung ano, yung kasabihan ng mga Pilipino na daig ng maagap ang masipag. Ito sila, maagap. They are not, maybe they are not that as good, as brilliant, as so smart people. Pero because of a sober-minded, napakaagap nila. I have seen a lot of old men who can reach the church earlier than people who are more stronger than they are, who can walk faster than they are, but still they can reach the church earlier than anyone, even earlier than the preachers. That's the reason I don't like to be late in the church. Nahihiya ako sa kanila. Now, why the Lord used the widows in the church, in the kingdom, as an example, for us to be ashamed? Maraming mga widows dyan. Diba? So, therefore, get your mind ready for actions by being fully sober and set your hope completely on the grace. So, not only abound in the hope, but set your hope. Talagang ano mo na? Practicing mo yung mga anak mo, your children, your grandchildren, even yourself. Let them know that you mean your business. Now, today is Sunday. I don't like to be late. You have to be early. How can you be early when you have not ironed your clothes on Saturday night or Friday night? Prepare everything. Prepare everything. Because your hope is already set completely on the grace that will be brought to you when Jesus Christ is revealed. Can you imagine that? So, hinahanap ng Diyos yung ating ano, sober-minded at saka completely set our hope in that grace. So, napakaganda kung lahat ng Kristiyano ay ganito, ano? There's no way that the church will never grow if all Christians are like this. So, tayo na mga ano, mga anak ng Diyos. We need to be or to have a sober mind. Itong sober kasi is translated from the Greek word that means to be sober or calm and collected. To have good sense. Kaya pala, peace be with you, sinasabi dito. Yung mga taong Kristiyano, talagang pag-iisip, napakakalma nila. Okay, we can go there. Yeah, we'll find a way. We can go there. Yes, God willing. Yes, brother, we will go. We'll find a way. It's okay. God will provide. Mga ganun. So, that's being ano, sober. Yes, we could find a way. Something like that. So, calm and collected to have good sense, good judgment, wisdom, and level-headed in times of stress. Pakakalma nila. Okay lang, kaya natin yan. Oo, mahabol pa natin yan. Those are sober-minded. Yes, we could go there earlier. Maybe earlier than that.
Yung mga sober-minded. Mawala yung ano, trabaho, yung kliyente. Oh yeah, the Lord will still give us client. Yung mga sober-minded. Don't worry. Even if we can lose them. But we have the Lord. Nothing to be afraid of. We have the Lord. They don't like us. Okay, the Lord is with us all the time. Yung mga sober-minded. Kaya itong mga Kristiyanong ano, mamayabang na they control their works, their profession, their business, of everything. Anong sabi ni Isaiah sa 5:21? Those wise in their own eyes will miss the wisdom of God. See? So pag nagiging wiser tayo sa ano, sa mga decision natin sa ano, in our own, we will miss the wisdom of God. Gusto ng Diyos na we always cling and draw near to Him. That makes, or we can prove to Him how much we care and love Him because of our trust. Because of our trust, we can show to God how much we care and love Him. And that's the reason we will never miss the wisdom of God. So, napakaganda ng lesson na ito, mga kapatid. Dito sa ano, awit na, the Lord's my shepherd. Ayan. Itong awit na ito, pinapakita ni David na God is in control of him. God is in control of his plans and decisions. Ang awit na ito, sabi, awitin natin, mga kapatid. The Lord my shepherd, I'll not want. He makes me down to lie in pastures. He led me in pastures green. He leadeth me. The quiet waters by, my soul He thought restore again, and me to walk thought may. Within the paths of righteousness, within the paths of righteousness, and for His own name's sake. Yea, though I walk in this dark veil, yet will I fear none ill. For Thou art with me and Thy rod, for Thou art with me and Thy rod, and staff me comforts Thee. My table Thou hast furnished, and presence of my foes. I hear Thou those with oil anoint, my head Thou dost with oil anoint, and my cup overflows. Goodness and mercy all my life shall surely follow me, and in God's house forevermore, and in God's house forevermore, my dwelling place shall be. Nakahabol yung anak ko. Shadrach. Okay.
So that is our lesson, mga kapatid, sa gabi at umagang ito. I hope we can prove God our love. Kasi yung mga totoong nagmamahal sa Diyos, sila lamang ang aangkinin ng Diyos na kanyang mga anak. Let us pray as we end this segment. Oh, dear God, our loving Father, you are our creator, provider, and the one who give us warning and also reminding us. Thank you for the message of your words. Help us, Father, to become loving. May help the brethren as well who are listening. The brethren who are backsliding and coming with ministry, we pray for them. We pray for this world that the pandemic will be over, so that we can continue with our past that has freedom of life. We pray for this video, the DJs and the anchors and the speakers, as well as the listeners, Father. We pray for our ministries, Father, and plans and institution. And keep us safe all the time, and keep us away from any virus or pandemic. Help us in our stress and